Basically, 3.5 years ago, the dinner hall at Hurlford Primary was condemned. The children had to stop using it straight away, and we were told by East Ayrshire Council that there would be a replacement dinner hall constructed as quickly as possible. We're now 3.5 years down the line, and the contract hasn't even been awarded yet.
And what are East Ayrshire Council saying to you about this?
On Friday, East Ayrshire Council told me that the contract had been awarded, but there's no record of it being awarded. When I asked who had the contract, I was told that the person I was speaking to couldn't remember.
So when was it supposed to be rebuilt?
Well, originally we were told January 2015.
And it's still not happened as of yet. So what's the situation for the kids in the school?
So at the moment, the kids are staggering lunch breaks and having to get taken out of classes and not having a set lunch break.
So do you feel that you've been fobbed off a bit?
Definitely, definitely. We keep getting given different reasons for there being delays, which a lot of them we can understand, but there's been too many, too often and for too long. We understand that there's more work going to be happening to the school than just the dinner hall.
What's the communication from the council been like on this?
Terrible. We had a representative from the council at a parent council meeting 3 or 4 months ago. We asked for a letter to be sent out to all the parents of the school, which there was only a letter sent out in February.
Now, how many times has this job been put back?
Monthly?
Yeah.
Staffing issues, windows and roof being included.
The first thing, the budget wasn't big enough.
They had to go back and ask for the budget. They had to go and get approval for Historic Scotland.
Yeah.
Then there was early years provisions got added in.
So they had to go to cabinet for more money again.
Yeah, so there's been 4 or 5 separate occasions that it would have been delayed.
Now, you're saying that you said that the kids are brought down and they're taken straight back up. And so in the grand scheme of things, it's about dinners. Does it really, is it affecting their education at all? Does it really matter?
I get what you're saying, but that 15 minutes is valuable teaching time in the classroom. Although the school are doing a great job at being able to stagger what classes are getting taken out and everything like that, the problem is that that's been going on for 3.5 years. That was meant to be a temporary measure. 3.5 years isn't temporary. We don't really want any straight answers. We want a dinner hall built for the kids. We've been very patient. We've accepted all the different reasons for different delays again and again. It's time for them to actually get on site and break ground and actually just get it done.